Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bombshell, in the last days, Joe Exotic, a.k.a. Tiger King, has had his prison sentence technically vacated.
The Tiger King may be out of prison sooner than expected. An appeals court vacated Joe Exotic's sentence yesterday. John Phillips, the local attorney who represents him, says that this marks the start of justice. Exotic was serving 22 years in prison after trying to hire two different men to kill Carol Baskin and wildlife violations, according to the investigation. It was found that the trial court, however, wrongly treated the two convictions separately when calculating his prison time. Phillips said that they shouldn't have been separated because they involved the same victim. Exotic has maintained his innocence.
You know, I find that a little bit confusing. You were hearing Jennifer Waugh, WJXT News 4 Jax. Now, as you will recall, this was a multi-count indictment, including attempts to murder or hashing a plan to murder or threaten Carol Baskin, what he perceived to be his chief rival in the private zoo, I guess you would call them, world. But there were also federal counts of mistreatment of animals, beatings, starvings, shooting animals. It was a very complex indictment. So to you, Daryl Cohen, former prosecutor, now defense attorney with Cohen, Cooper, Estep, and Allen. Daryl Cohen, what exactly is the reason a court of appeals is vacating Tiger King's verdict and, well, the sentence?
Well, they're saying, Nancy, that two counts should not have been consecutive. They should have said the court should have only listened to one count. But let's be honest about this thing. So they're going to vacate the sentence. He's going to be resentenced, and he's going to serve 85% of that time because it is a federal sentence, and he's going to wait for a long, long time. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, according to court documents, the judge reaffirmed Exotic's conviction, but has sent the case back down just for sentencing. This is not a new trial. It is simply a re-sentencing. Daryl Cohen, I still don't understand your explanation of why he's being re-sentenced. Could you clarify?
The court thought that the trial court boxcarred him or put one upon the other when they should have said, no, just one count of attempted murder for hire. That's enough. And that's what brought it back to the court for sentencing. That's all.
Right. So, Daryl, even though there were many, many counts in the indictment dealing with other crimes other than trying to kill Carol Baskin, I understand the appellate court, the district court judge, said that the two murder for hire convictions, forget about all the mistreatment of animals, those two convictions merged because there was only one victim. That's kind of like saying, Daryl, I point a gun at you and pull the trigger and kill you. My aggravated assault, which is putting you in fear of immediate serious bodily injury or death, I can't be prosecuted for that. Well, I can be prosecuted for that and murder, but I can't be sentenced on both because they merge. It's all one act.
Exactly, Nancy. So it's not that big a deal. They'll come back. He'll be resentenced. He's going to get a whole bunch of time, a boatload of time. He'll serve 85% of it, and Joe is not going to be around to take care of or hurt any more animals or people.
Joe Exotic was sentenced on January 22, 2020. He's been in jail for all this time. But from the very beginning, he's had a lot to say about the sentence. Take a listen to Brent Skarke, KFOR, Oklahoma News 4.
Today, my sentence was vacated, which we knew was absolute crap to start with.
Joe Exotic on the phone from federal prison on the decision handed down on Wednesday by Judge Phillips of the U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Back in 2019, the infamous showman from the Wynnewood Exotic Animal Park was convicted on two counts of murder for hire involving plots against fellow big cat handler Carol Baskin. He was also found guilty on 17 counts involving wrongdoing with his animals. In 2020, a federal judge then handed down a 22-year sentence for his crimes. But Joe Exotic appealed the decision and the sentencing. And on Wednesday, an appellate court saying, "We affirm the conviction but vacate the sentence and remand for resentencing."
And what the 10th Circuit has said is, we're not going to overturn the conviction. We're not saying the court made any erroneous rulings during the trial portion, but at sentencing, the court misapplied the meaning of some of the guideline rules.
Those guidelines involve the two murder for hire convictions that were originally to be 9 years each and serve consecutively.
So, you know, I disagree with you on that point. Daryl Cohen says it will not, a new sentence will not be a big change. I think it will. It will take 9 years off a 22-year sentence. Is that right? Joining me, Levi Page, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter and host of Crime and Scandal True Crime Podcast. Won't that take 9 years off Exotic sentence?
Yes, Nancy. What we're talking about is a three-judge panel in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit in Denver. They said that the trial court treated those two convictions for attempted murder for hire separately when they sentenced him. They should have been grouped as one during the sentence. And the ruling says, quote, because those two convictions involve the same victim and two or more acts or transactions that were connected by a common criminal objective, they should not have been treated separately in the sentencing guidelines. So those two sentences could have been grouped together, and that would shave some time off of Joe Exotic's sentence.
Okay, let me understand. Daryl Cohen, he's got a 22-year sentence, and that includes a sentence for planning, hatching a plot to kill Baskin, his rival, but also on those mistreatment of animals. 9 years of that is going to be shaved off. Yes, no.
Nancy, I think we're doing Shakespeare. I think you'll find it's much ado about nothing. Yes, they will shave 9 years off, but I suspect when he is resentenced, all of the animal counts will be consecutive. That is, after one after the other, not running concurrent or at the same time. And I suspect he's going to get very similar amount of time that he's going to be serving in the federal system. And again, he serves 85%. There's no parole.
Right. To you, Levi Page, what were the 17 other counts of animal cruelty?
Yes. So in January 2020, the U.S. District Judge Scott L. Pock, he sentenced him to 264 months on the attempted murder for hire plots that he hatched that we've been talking about. But he also was facing charges for violating endangered species acts. He shot and killed five tigers. He also faked logs that said that he had a reason to euthanize them, that a veterinarian signed off on them, and he didn't. They were fake. A vet never signed off on them. And employees testified during the trial that he would just shoot these tigers and other animals, including a hawk that's also endangered, to make room for other animals in the zoo.
The saga of Joe Exotic, a.k.a. the Tiger King, seemed to subside once he was finally sentenced. Of course, the rising star of his rival, Carol Baskin, seemed to emerge. Take a listen to Amy Robach, GMA.
As Carol Baskin dances in the ballroom, the family of her ex-husband, Don Lewis, filing a defamation lawsuit against the Tiger King star.
I keep it inside and wait until everybody's gone before I can break down.
The family saying in the lawsuit, Baskin is currently appearing in Dancing with the Stars and is complicit with jokes about Don Lewis's death.
For me, you didn't quite kill the paso doble. It was kind of sedated.
Lewis's daughter's pushing for renewed attention on the disappearance of their father.
Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
Baskin has denied any involvement, but now a new docuseries, Joe Exotic, Tigers, Lies, and Cover-Up, is taking a deeper dive, exploring new theories about what may have happened to Don Lewis.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish. Yeah, I can drive. My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we are talking about the new sentencing that Joe Exotic, aka the Tiger King, is going to get. An appellate court has reversed his 22-year sentence. 9 years of that will be shaved off, but it may not be that simple because there were so many indictment charges, many of them dealing not with Carol Baskin, but the mistreatment of animals under his care, shooting animals when he allegedly thought he could make more money off bringing in baby tiger cubs versus the older animals he had had for years. Callous treatment of birds and other animals. It all came to a culmination in a court of law. This is while Carol Baskin dances her way to fame yet again on Dancing with the Stars. But there's more. A lot's been happening since Tiger King went to jail. Take a listen to our friends at ABC Action News, our Cut 38.
Retired Secret Service agent Jim Rathman has teamed up with television producer Teresa McEwen.
There's so much more information that's going to come out over time. There's so much, it's overwhelming.
In helping prepare an application asking President Trump to pardon Joe Exotic, whose real name is Joseph Maldonado Passage.
When I saw that article last night that, you know, Trump has 100 people he's going to pardon, I'm thinking Joe's probably one of them. Or so I hope.
257 pages for the pardon. That made its way up to the White House. But what they've gotten recently is this new evidence.
New evidence that may make its way all the way to the White House or warrant a brand new trial. Well, then we hear about the alleged pardoned by former President Donald Trump. Take a listen to Hour Cut 40. This is KFOR Oklahoma.
Joe Exotic, you all know him, he's lashing out after not receiving a pardon from President Trump. In September, he wrote a letter to the president writing, "Be my hero, please." But today, Joe Exotic has a much different tone. A statement posted on his official Twitter account reads, "I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first," end quote. Joe Exotic, whose real name is Joseph Maldonado Passage, is serving 22 years in federal prison for a foiled murder-for-hire plot, along with wildlife charges. He still maintains his innocence. In the pardon application, Joe Exotic's attorneys wrote he was railroaded and betrayed by others.
Okay, let me understand. Dr. Angela Arnold, psychiatrist, joining us out of Atlanta at AngelaArnoldMD.com. Dr. Angie, what happens when you go behind bars? I think that you will grab onto anything. And here he is claiming that he only mattered to Don Trump Jr. when he needed to boost, he, Trump, needed to boost his social media post, that he, Exotic, was stupid to believe he, that Trump stood for equal justice. Wait a minute. This guy, Exotic, shot animals. Just shot them in the head and killed them when he wanted to bring in more lucrative baby tigers. He mistreated animals, multiple federal counts, and hatched a murder plan against Carol Baskin. So why is he surprised he didn't get a pardon? This is not about Trump. This is not about Biden. It's not about politics. It's about Exotic completely ignoring what he did to those animals.
Well, it's also about his grandiose view of himself, isn't it? Nancy, whenever someone thinks that a very figure is supposed to do something for them, for example, Trump pardoning him, that's grandiose thinking. Okay. He also thinks that he can get away with anything that he does. He thinks he's above everybody. So there is a grandiosity to what he thinks and does that none of us can understand. It's not a mental illness. It's more of a personality disorder. Okay. I venture to say he is a huge narcissist with very grandiose views about himself. That's why he can kill animals. That's why he can explain everything away, because at the end of the day, he believes he's above the law.
You know, to think that somehow he was going to get a presidential pardon.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I want to go back to you, Daryl Cohen. How hard is it to get a presidential pardon?
Nancy, I think the word impossible is what we all think about. The number of presidential pardons is so minor, so insignificant in terms of the number of cases, it's unbelievable. And then you have to look at the type of case that the president would consider pardoning. Would Trump have pardoned him? Will Biden pardon him? My answer is unequivocally no. No way. It's almost impossible.
No, they are not going to touch this case with a 10-foot pole.
And shouldn't.
It will lead them nowhere but down. Now, I'm talking about his state of mind behind bars, not accepting that a jury has found him guilty, not just for threatening to kill Carol Baskin. And I don't mean an idle threat like, I'm going to kill you if you don't empty the trash. I mean a well-thought-out plan, hiring or arranging a hitman, picking out a location, making it possible for the hit to occur, overt acts to make this a real plan, not just idle chat. He is ignoring all of that, pretending none of it happened, and now he is even coming up with a conspiracy that involves, guess who, Carol Baskin. Take a listen to Hour Cut 42. This is Kevin Frazier on ET.
Carol and Howard Baskin said that they would vow to help me get
a pardon if I would support the Big Cat Safety Act. It is time for Carol Howard to put up or shut the hell up, because I'm accepting their offer.
Yeah, not so fast, because there is still no love lost here. Joe Exotic broke his silence for the first time after Howard Baskin made this ultimatum to the Mirror, quote, if Joe were to come out and say, I would like to support passage of the Big Cat Public Safety Act, it might position him in a positive way for a pardon. And frankly, I might be willing to go and urge at least a reduction in his sentence.
The Big Cat Safety Act, the way it's written, is not going to help anybody except PETA and Carol Baskin. Other than that, they need to stay the hell out of the news with all their crap just to get their name in the paper, because I just called their bluff.
E.T. reached out to Carol, who said they stand by their offer with one major caveat. Quote, I wouldn't seek a reduced sentence for Joe based upon him just saying he'd help. He'd have to actually work with authorities to bring all of his buddies to justice and work with legislators to end cub handling.
Listen, if I live through this because my health is deteriorating by the day, we're going to turn this into something good. My stand for prison and justice reform.
Now, when he says his health is deteriorating, this is what we're talking about. Take a listen to our Cut 44. This is Kevin Frazier, ET.
Joe has been behind bars for 2.5 years so far and claims the prison system is not adequately addressing medical issues.
I weighed again last week and I lost another 10 pounds. I have to get blood infusions as opposed to every 4 weeks that I've only been getting about every 3 months. I have hemoglobin anemia. They used to take me downtown to the cancer center for treatment, but we stopped doing that. I refused treatment for tuberculosis last week. My mouth is full of ulcers. I cannot eat. I look bad.
Despite all that, Joe says his husband of 3 years, Dylan Passage, is sticking by his side, despite putting out a statement 3 weeks ago they were seeking a divorce.
The guy has been through hell, and he has stood by my side the entire time. We were talking about a divorce a few weeks ago, so he could move on, and we talked about it some more, and we decided to be married. He has told me over and over, if I make it out of here alive, I still have a home to come to.
Yes, he'll make it out alive, but when? That's the big question.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
In the last days, it's been announced there will be a resentencing for Joe Exotic. You know, I want to go back to Levi Page, and bring in Joe Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, and star of a new series, The Piketon Massacre, on iHeartRadio. Joe Scott, all those charges about animal cruelty, the charges that have nothing to do with Carol Baskin, what is the evidence, the forensic evidence that was introduced at trial to prove all those counts of truly mistreating animals in his care?
You know, Nancy, they went to great lengths to prove that he had, in fact, abused these animals over a protracted period of time. And there's actually some videography of that is videotape of him engaging in this cruelty. And one of the other things that you can kind of match up with this is the state in which these animals were kept at this place up in Oklahoma, deplorable conditions that don't marry up necessarily with what the standard of care would be. And then, of course, you have what remained of the animals and eyewitness accounts relative to how he would behave. You know, Nancy, even in this series that I forced myself to watch, you can see him being cruel to animals many times. He'd put his hand on his pistol and start shouting at them and fire rounds up into the air and this sort of thing. So it kind of goes to a bigger narrative with how he behaved around these animals, and they had enough physical evidence and documentary evidence to hang these charges on it.
The exact charges in that federal indictment accusing Joe Exotic of mistreating animals, I believe, was proven over and over at trial, Daryl Cohen, because I believe the prosecutors were concerned about the sideshow that would end up happening if they focused too much on the hit on Carol Baskin. They had to prove a multi-count indictment independent of his attempts to kill Carol Baskin, because those prosecutors knew the jury could focus on these animal cruelty charges and they would get a conviction.
Well, Nancy, this is the way it works, and it had to work. The prosecutors, the assistant U.S. attorneys, did exactly what they should have done. They focused on both. They knew that if they focused on the animals, that people normally will close their eyes, close their ears, don't need to hear the evidence. You've hurt animals. And when you talk about exotic animals, animals that are on the endangered species list from time to time, the hawk that you mentioned, the tigers that were killed so that tiger cubs could come in, juries will convict absent evidence. All you need to do is charge him. This is not a good guy. This is a bad guy. And this is a guy who needs to be exactly where he is for the next however many years of his life that he has left to live. He should just exist as an incarcerated person.
Nancy, can I add something about the animal abuse? There's actual video of Joe Exotic beating baby tigers, pulling them by their tail, dragging them. There was a witness that said that he took a hawk, which is federally protected, put it in a trash bag alive, and then threw it in a dumpster to die. That he had cubs, baby bears, that he had go without water for an extended period of time in Oklahoma during the summer when the temperatures were about 100 degrees.
The reality is, while he called himself Joe Exotic, he lorded over a very popular exotic animal park out in Oklahoma. And during that time, according to prosecutors and according to a jury, Joe Exotic shot and killed five tigers, sold baby lemurs who are protected, falsified paperwork to say they were donated, and tried to pay a hitman thousands of dollars to murder Carol Baskin. He got sentenced to 22 years, but there's a problem with that sentence, according to an appellate court. I want to go back to, I think I heard Joe Scott Morgan breaking in regarding mistreatment of the animals.
Yeah, Nancy, when you begin to think about these tigers, for instance, these are what are referred to as apex predators. I mean, they're at the top of the food chain. They require a huge amount of calories in order to maintain the life, you know, a vital life that they live. These animals, you could even see in the videography that was, you know, that was in the show, these animals, some of these animals had their rib cages showing. They're deprived of food. And he was actually sending people out to go dumpster diving, if I remember correctly, and getting tainted food and this sort of thing. It requires quite a bit of food in order to just merely take care of the uptake of these animals day in and day out. And when you consider the vast number of these animals that he had, not to mention, you know, you had mentioned bears, there are other animals that are in this environment that are not meant to be there, certainly not to to indwell together. A Bengal tiger, for instance, just in and of itself has a vast range that it covers. Can you imagine taking these huge animals, plopping them all together, and then they're having to fight for food? And that means that the weakest among them, there's a high opportunity that the larger, more stronger ones will kill the weaker ones, or at least starve them out.
Think about it. First of all, let me give you an assignment, Levi Page. I need to know what the sentence was on each count at trial. What he got for Carol Baskin's attempted murder, hiring a hitman. I mean, he's on tape offering $3,000 to kill her, and then the rest after she's dead, telling him to do it on a bike trail, outlining where the best place was to kill her so he wouldn't be caught. There's those two charges, plus there's a multitude of cruelty to animal charges. How much does he get on each count? So when he's resentenced, I can figure out what that resentence is going to be, minus the 9 years on the second Carol Baskin. To Dr. Angie Arnold, while Levi's looking that up, let's talk about the mentality. You're the psychiatrist. I'm just a trial lawyer. Of someone that would take their pet and go, you know what? I'm going to just go shoot him in the backyard so I can get a new puppy. I'm tired of him. He's not fun and funny anymore. What is that?
Well, it shows, first of all, he's not attached to these animals, okay, Nancy? And because he is a narcissist, these things are just part of his supply. And when he wants a new supply, it doesn't mean anything to shoot him or a human being in the head and get rid of them and go get a baby that can be his new supply, okay? And this is narcissistic personality disorder on absolute steroids. These are not narcissistic tendencies. He is a narcissist through and through. If anyone wants to know what a narcissist is, they should study this man.
If you're a smoker looking for an alternative to traditional tobacco, you might feel uncertain at the thought of changing things up. Maybe you're ready to make a switch, but don't know where to start. Maybe you've tried vaping, but it wasn't your thing. Maybe you've heard of smokeless nicotine products, but aren't familiar with the options. Meet Zyn, America's number one nicotine pouch. Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life. Because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Zyn is a satisfying tobacco alternative that puts you in control of your nicotine experience, which means Zyn pairs well with you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish. All new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, we're talking about a possible re-sentencing on Joe Exotic. A PETA eyewitness investigation reveals sick, injured, and dying animals were denied vet treatment. They were denied humane euthanasia. Animals were kicked, starved, blasted with pressurized hoses and fire extinguishers, and beaten with the blunt end of a gun. Now, he got a 9-year sentence for each of his 2 murder for hire convictions and 4 years for crimes against wildlife. That included trafficking in endangered species like lemurs, killing tigers to make room for more tigers that were more lucrative, i.e. baby tigers. So all in all, Levi Page, I'm trying to decipher what I think is going to happen at the new sentencing. So did all of the animal endangerment sentences run concurrent or at the same time as the murder for hire charges? There were, I think, 4 animal cruelty charges.
Yeah, I just pulled up.
No, there were more than 4.
I just pulled up the Department of Justice press release on the Senate.
Wonderful. Tell me.
So he was sentenced to 2 12 months on each count for the Endangered Species Act violation, and they ran concurrently to each other until all other counts. And he was sentenced to 48 months on each of the Lacey Act violations to run concurrently with all the other, but consecutive to the 2 murder for hire counts.
Okay, that changes things, Daryl Cohen, because everybody, Daryl Cohen and I have both argued many, many sentencings before judges. So let's break it down and make it simple, Daryl. All of the animal cruelty charges, all of them are encompassed in a 48-month sentencing. Okay, 48 months. We're talking about 4 years. Then you have the 2 9-year sentences. So the best he can hope for is 9 plus 4, which is 13 years as opposed to 22. And he will do 85% of those 13 years. Now, that's my analysis of what's going to happen. What do you think?
I think, Nancy, that what was concurrent before will become consecutive. And I think the judge will, we'll see. It's a definite maybe.
I disagree. I don't think he can touch what he's already done. The judge already sentenced 4 years on the animal counts and 9 years consecutive on the murder. I don't think he can touch the animal counts.
I think he
all he can do is get rid of the 9 years. So 85, I'm doing my math, 85% of 13, I guess you've already figured it out, Joe Scott Morgan. I've got 1105. It's 85% of 13.
Yep.
So 11 years, and he's already done, what, 3? 2 years?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
he's looking at being out in 8 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm seeing. Guys, a lot has changed behind bars for Joe Exotic. Now, take a listen to Our Cup 43. This is Scott Jones and Tara Bloom at Fox 59.
Joe Exotic is looking for love.
Carol?
And he's having a competition to get it. He's allegedly getting his own dating show called The Bachelor King.
Yeah, that should be good.
There aren't many details, but men 18 and older can fill out an application online to possibly be the next love of Joe's life.
Oh, that's right. It wouldn't be Carol.
One thing that might get in the way is Joe's 22-year sentence after being found guilty in a murder for hire plot, which is all detailed in the wildly popular Netflix show. So he's going to be in prison until 2042. There's also the fact he's still married to Dylan Passage. However, Passage announced back in March on Instagram that they are getting a divorce.
Okay. Is this true, Levi Page? Is he starting a reality show?
That's what he wants. We'll see if that happens. We know that he's tried to
cash in on his notoriety. At one point, he was selling underwear with his picture on it.
Okay, can we talk about that for just one moment? What do you mean he's selling underwear with his picture on it?
He was selling men's underwear. People could purchase it, and it had his picture on the front of them. And he also has a new cannabis line that he is trying to cash in on as well.
You mean pot?
Yes.
Guys, take a listen to our cut 440, our friends at Crime Online.
It seems like the public just can't get enough of Tiger King star Joe Exotic. His line of designer underwear, some sporting his face over the groin area, sold out immediately when it launched earlier this month, raking in $50,000 in online sales. The top seller in his revenge collection with Oh Dangerous appears to be the limited edition casket basket boxer brief, which depicts blood red ice cream in a cone. Let's listen to part of the ad.
Seeing your husband, boyfriend, fiance in those nasty tidy whities or them droopy boxer drawers? Have I got the product for you today. Jazz them up and get them on your wild side with exclusive Tiger King underwear.
And they are everywhere. Oh Dangerous just put up three billboards in Mexico pushing the revenge collection.
Now, wait a minute. Levi Page, you kind of poo-pooed it, but the underwear sold out, Levi.
Yeah, I think we have Netflix to thank for that, Nancy. Tiger King was one of the most downloaded shows in the history of Netflix.
So, Daryl Cohen, speaking of the resentencing, which is why we are all here today, I believe it's going to be 11.05 years. Do you have a different interpretation?
I do. I think the judge is going to re-sentence him as to the animal counts, and I think they're going to go consecutive. But you and I agree that he's going to serve at least 11, and I think it'll be in the 13 to 15-year range. It won't be the 22-year sentence, but I think it will be more than what he's originally got on the animal counts. We'll see.
So for those of you just joining us, there's no doubt about it in my mind. Joe Exotic is going to get a reduced sentence thanks to a missed sentence by the trial judge regarding the murder-for-hire plot Joe Exotic hatched to kill his rival, Carol Baskin. Take a listen to Lori Tucker, WATE6.
It was a show that swept the nation. While we were all inside due to COVID, many people learned about Joe Exotic in Netflix's hit docuseries, Tiger King. If you watch the show, you already know he's in jail, but now he's getting resentenced.
Well, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Oklahoma has dropped the murder-for-hire sentence for Joseph Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic. Now, according to new court documents, the court upheld the guilty verdict, but says he was not sentenced correctly. They say the court says that Joe Exotic must be resentenced. However, he will not be released from prison. In January of 2020, Passage was sentenced to 22 years in prison for a murder-for-hire plot. Federal prosecutors say he schemed to have prominent animal rights activist Carol Baskin killed. So far, there's not been a date set for the resentencing.
If you doubt the jury verdict, take a listen to our friends over at Netflix. This is our cut 6.
And then Jeff Lowe goes to Google Earth and shows a bike path right by Big Cat Rescue and stuff. And he's like, oh, you get to sit right here and then shoot her while she's riding her bike. And so Jeff Lowe knew more about the schematics than anything.
That was because I was the only one smart enough to bring up the picture on Google Earth and show it to Travis. Travis says, I can shoot it from there, I can shoot it from there. And Joe's like, you're not shooting there because you're my husband and you'll go to jail forever.
I was back in my desk minding my own business because none of that's on my computer. It's all Jeff Lowe. But Jeff Lowe said time to remove that all from his computer now.
Joe talked about killing this woman. If it wasn't a daily basis, it was definitely every week. Well, the bitch still lives another day and says, I'll find somebody. He just wasn't shy about it.
Not shy at all. Take a listen to more.
Joe brought it up several times. He said, I don't know anybody can kill the lady. I just put it off as, you know, bullshit. I came into office one day and he's like, I got this crossbow. You can use this on her nature trail wherever she walks. You can shoot her with this and nobody'd ever see you. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I can see me walking around Florida with a camouflage suit on. Okay, but a crossbow. Give me a break.
Alan Glover, he's an old-time employee of Jeff. Jeff knows him real well. Supposedly, since he has a teardrop tattoo, he's killed somebody before.
Well, Joe came to me one day, just out of the blue. He says, you think Alan could kill somebody? I said, is he capable of it? I said, of course. Who's not?
I was like, I'll cut her head off for you if you want. And he was all into that. I said, would you like me to bring it back? No, no, get rid of it in the swamp. I'm like, okay, we'll do.
Reams and reams of evidence and testimony came before that jury. They concluded Joe Exotic, a.k.a. the Tiger King, planned a hit on his rival, Carol Baskin. Now, whether you like Baskin or hate Baskin, whether you believe she murdered her own husband or did not, what about all the animal cruelty charges? We wait for that resentencing, and we wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Lisa Mattress. Lisa's Sapira Hybrid has been named Wirecutter's best hybrid mattress 5 years running. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/Nancy for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/Nancy. Thanks, Lisa Mattress, for being our partner.